From the Heart, June 1. Jesus is God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Christ came to the world to reveal the character of the Father and to redeem the fallen race. The world's Redeemer was equal with God. His authority was as the authority of God. He declared that he had no existence separate from the Father. The authority by which he spoke and wrought miracles was expressly his own, yet he assures us that he and his Father are one. As legislator, Jesus exercised the authority of God. His commands and decisions were supported by the sovereignty of the eternal throne. The glory of the Father was revealed in the Son. Christ made manifest the character of the Father. He was so perfectly connected with God that he who had seen the Son had seen the Father. His voice was as the voice of God. Christ was misjudged by the Jews because he did not dwell constantly on the law as written in the tables of stone. He invited men and women to learn of him, for he was a living representation of the law of God. He knew that no one could point out any defect in his character or conduct. What power his spotless purity gave to his instructions! What force to his reproofs! What authority to his commands! Truth never languished on his lips, never lost any of its sacredness, because it was illustrated in the divine character of its advocate. When Jesus spoke, it was not with hesitating uncertainty, with repetition of words and familiar figures. The truth came from his lips, clothed in new and interesting representations that gave it the freshness of a new revelation. His voice was never pitched to an unnatural key, and his words came with an earnestness and assurance appropriate to their importance and the momentous consequences involved in their reception or rejection. When his doctrines were opposed, he defended them with so great zeal and certainty as to impress his hearers that he would die, if need be, to sustain the authority of his teachings. Jesus was the light of the world. He came forth from God with a message of hope and salvation to the fallen descendants of Adam. If men and women would but receive him as their personal Savior, he promised to restore to them the image of God and to redeem all that had been lost through sin. He presented to them the truth without one thread of interwoven error.